Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Well, America, Lee, is the great Satan, as you know.
Oh, that's what they say.
Right. Well, specifically, that's what Democrat Hank Johnson said.
Oh, I thought you were talking about like Iran or North Korea or something.
No. America. Okay. Yeah, right. America, of course. We'll let Hank Johnson explain on that podcast. America is the great Satan.
Yeah, we are the world's number one bully. And we're using our immense, unrivaled power to rule over those who have less power. And we're doing it with impunity. And this sends a shocking message to the world that America is indeed what did they used to call the great hand of Satan or something like that? I mean, America under the Trump regime is demonstrating that that moniker was entirely accurate. The great Satan. That's what we have become in this country.
Now, he's mad about the assassinations of highly valuable future Democrat voting narco terrorists. He's mad about that. Yeah. So we have so much power and we bully the narco terrorists. It's really not fair. So we are the great Satan. Never mind the 3,000 strikes that Barack Obama did with more than 500 double tap strikes. That was not us wielding power, as you know. Although, oddly, those people were just as dead at the end.
Mm, yeah, they do share that in common, don't they?
They do share that in common. But maybe it didn't hurt as much. I don't know. So, yeah, great Satan. And you know what I love about this? You so rarely have Democrats actually tell you how much they hate America. I mean, we know they hate America. You can tell by the stuff they do. But like the... Just go ahead and lay it all out there for us. Tell us how you really feel, Hank. Now remember, this is the guy who was afraid he was afraid to expand our U.S. military base. I think it was a Marine base. I think on Guam, yeah. Because Guam, an island, might tip over.
Right. Yeah.
Nippur, you know, I think it was a general that was in that test.
Yeah,
he just was like, what? Trying to be respectful of a member of Congress.
Right, exactly.
Congress,
and trying real like, hard. I mean, you know, military leaders are known for their discipline, so I'm sure yeah. It took a lot.
No, it'll be okay. We can add on to the base without Guam tipping over. It's going to be all right. Good. Yeah. I'd have been like, yeah, no, this thing about islands tipping over, not really a thing. We can't really pinpoint any other time that's really happened.
I think that the congressman may have missed that geography class.
Yeah, and a couple of physics classes,
that
perhaps?
That too, yes.
Yeah. But, yeah, great Satan, he says. So, meanwhile, Folks need to pay attention to this. I've been warning about this for a while, and it's heating up again. And this really is incredible. Judge Boasberg, who, like, no law ever meant anything to this man. This is the guy who issued the spy warrants for whoever the Democrats wanted to spy on. Remember Jack Smith, the persecutor, because you can't really call him a prosecutor, wrote a memo saying constitutionally he did not have the ability to spy on the entire Republican Party, including the speaker and the leadership, but he was going to do it anyway. And Judge Boasberg's like, great idea, rubber stamp, that guy. The one who they ran Arctic Frost through when they decided they wanted to surveil the whole party to see if there was anything they could use to put them in prison. That Judge Boasberg. Yeah, well, he's back. And he's arguing that, get this, can you imagine if this was ever to stand? He has the right to appoint a special prosecutor, a judge, mind you, a federal judge, D.C. Circuit judge, to appoint a special prosecutor to prosecute Tom Homan, Kristi Noem, who's the head of the Department of Homeland Security, and some of their underlings.
Now, wait a minute. I thought he was in the judiciary.
Mm-hmm.
He's a judge. That's
right, not the president.
Not a prosecutor or an executive.
His own special independent prosecutor. He says he can do it. He is planning to do this, he says. So here's what happened. Remember St. Kilmar, patron saint of wife beaters everywhere?
Oh, yeah, the Maryland father?
Yes, and child human trafficker.
Right, exactly, yeah.
That creep. Okay, so, and remember the Democrats wanted him back badly. They wanted to bring him home. The only problem was he's an illegal immigrant and his actual home is El Salvador. And the Venezuelans at the time, too, that they were flying out of the country, and Boasberg said, no, turn the plane around, bring him back. We were already in international whatever, and so we didn't turn the plane around. So he's still mad that Trump officials didn't turn the plane around. So he wants to put them in prison for defying his orders. The only problem is that higher courts have now ordered, have now ruled that he didn't even actually have the jurisdiction to make that ruling. But he is saying since the order that he didn't have the jurisdiction to make that ruling happened after he ordered the planes turned around, they defied his orders. Ergo, he has the ability to appoint a special prosecutor to try Tom Homan and Kristi Noem and others. So have you noticed a pattern here? Whoever's effective in the Trump administration, who they haven't managed to flip or turn, they want to put in prison.
Yep.
Whether it's Pete Hegseth, Kristi Noem, Tom Homan. It would make me feel a lot better if they wanted to put Kash Patel and Dan Bongino in prison. That would be good news at this point. But they don't seem to. So, I don't know. Keep your eye on those two. So, he's actually moving forward on this. And he's having a hearing next week.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Now, in case you're wondering where this cockamamie idea came from, it's been the Democrat plan all along. Here's Democrat Senator Amy Klobuchar.
Well, if the administration won't do it themselves, a court does have the power to refer it to the Justice Department, mentioned by Judge Boasberg here. But also, if the Justice Department won't do anything, a court can actually appoint a prosecutor on their own, an outside prosecutor, because they have the power to hold people in contempt. And that may be the people that did the deporting. It may be the secretary who's responsible for this. But they have the right to do this.
That's Amy Klobuchar on CNN months ago saying they were going to do this. And I love the response here from Dana Bash because her eyes get really wide.
Forgive me. I just want to make sure I'm understanding what you're saying.
Sorry, I didn't mean to hit that.
Forgive me. I just want to make sure I'm understanding what you're saying correctly, which is that you believe that the federal courts, maybe a district court, I'm not sure, you can tell me if the Supreme Court could even do this, should hold key administration officials in contempt if they continue to defy the Supreme Court, which I'm guessing you see.
Yes. That's
yes,
the way our
should.
Law works. They, yes.
I'm not sure our law works that way.
No.
But anyway, he's going for it. He thinks he can put Kristi Noem in prison. So we'll see for defying his orders. Holy cow. Hey, did you see this? Brevard County, Florida. I'm watching it again. You know, every once in a while, planes have to land on the highway.
Yeah, that was scary.
Yeah, but the problem is the car wasn't out of the way, so
yes.
The plane landed on the car.
Yeah, the plane did impact top of that vehicle, and it was pretty badly damaged. I don't think anyone died, but I think they were certainly injured in the vehicle.
Can you imagine, just out of nowhere, a plane lands
yeah,
on
exactly.
your, you're like, what the heck?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was nuts.
Well, and I think that the people in the plane survived, but that's
that's desperation right now.
Yeah.
It looked really desperate because they're landing, and I mean the road's pretty packed. I mean,
yeah,
there's a lot of cars on it. So
it's one thing to try to get out of the way of those 18-wheelers, but you know when it's a Piper Cherokee or whatever coming in for an emergency landing, you got to.
Yeah.
But, you know, that poor driver there would have had no way of knowing because it came up behind them and on top of them. So, you know, obviously if I saw a plane trying to descend in front of me, I would certainly slow down, get out of the way and give them the right of way there. But, boy, when it's coming up behind you, you know, you don't exactly see that in your rearview mirror.
Yeah, well, you know what? If I was driving that car, I would probably forget the damage. I'd have a heart attack. I think I would absolutely, literally have a heart attack. Can you imagine seeing that thing land on top of you
and then
kind of jump past the car and you're just like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
You know what's really cool about that? There's actually something cool about that. Everything gets caught on these dash cams now.
Oh yeah.
Everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, beware of that if you're going to road rage here in the upstate. Just beware. You're probably on candid camera.
It fascinates me. And that's one of the things that I waste time with watching is these dash cam things. And you see all the accidents and the police chases and everything. It's amazing that anything gets by without being on a camera these days.
I know. And that's why, you know, I've been arguing, I'm really fascinated with this idea of, I really don't think you can kill anyone anymore and get away with it in the police unless the police don't want to expend the, you know, energy to catch you.
You mean like the failure to identify and pursue the D.C. bomber?
Yeah, like that.
RNC back in, 2021. Yeah, okay.
It turns out if you, and you can see this tweet on, I'm just waiting for this to kind of explode, catch on, I don't know. But that House subcommittee on January 6th, they put out a tweet saying, look, the FBI had this information. They knew who the pipe bomber was on April 2021. Like they knew, and they didn't do anything.
Yeah.
And they proved it by comparing the affidavit to another piece of information they were able to extract from the FBI about the problem was this guy, the bomber was on the phone on video with a timestamp.
Mm-hmm.
So that is a slam dunk for the cell phone tower geolocation. Like, wow, we not only know where he is, we know he's on the phone. Mm-hmm. We know he had a phone.
Yeah.
We know the exact 10 minutes he was on the phone. This is not hard stuff.
No.
So something's up with that,
yeah,
Lee.
Yeah, that's...
There's something up. And now we're finding out that he's a furry...
What's the deal with these people that are have that type of affinity for that type of fantasy and violence. I don't get it.
They're pedophilic. That's the whole thing. He loved My Little Pony. He was a brony. And
that's a thing, brony?
Yes, it's a kind of furry.
Okay.
You know what? I shouldn't even know this, okay? I shouldn't even know this, but there's been so many shooters. I mean, look, go back to the Annunciation Catholic School shooting. Same thing. Yeah. Furry. And when you go on that, when you look at the guy who killed Charlie Kirk, same thing. His boyfriend, same thing. Let me tell you what's going on here. These sites are pedophilic. And what it is that if you watch pedophilic cartoons, it's not illegal. Believe it or not. It's not illegal. And so that's what, like, Tyler Robinson, his boyfriend, all of them, they were all into it. The weird 70-year-old who weirdly shows up at that Utah campus throws police off the chase by saying, oh, it's me, it's me.
That he
shot
Charlie Kirk?
Yeah, me, I did it. Somehow had presence of mind to do that. It turns out he was on those boards, those chats. He's a pedophile, too. They caught him with kid images on his phone. So he's, by the way, going to prison for that, too, for all of that pedophile stuff on his phone. There is a weird furry pedophile shooter nexus thing going on here.
Boy, I feel like I need to take a shower now.
I do too. I feel very gross. I feel awful.
Boy. Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, a man, and by the way, it's a very transgender community too. This particular community he was involved with, it's like, it's very genderless. Like, so that's the whole point, is these people who are kind of trans or genderless will gather around in the community and they, never mind. I can't even explain. I don't know, but whatever. It's almost as if somebody were recruiting them in these chat rooms. I don't know what the odds are, right?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.